Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. May yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa may yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana mawlana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'd. Qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid wal Furqanil Hamid. ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My most beloved علماء الكرام elders and brothers all praises due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى Peace and salutations be upon our master, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is only the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us an opportunity once more of performing our Jummah Salah, of being alive another day. It's a grace and a favor and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're able to breathe, we're able to walk, we can perform our Salah, we're in the masjid. We have to make lots of shukr. La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you make shukr, as Allah says in the Quran, if you are grateful, then I will give you more. So let us continuously be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His countless favors and bounties upon us. We're living in very strange times, very difficult times, very challenging times. People, uncertain times, people don't know what's happening. The media is very portraying very different ideas are coming through. We are so confused. There's fear. There's uncertainty. People are not sure what's happening. Even us sitting here now, we're not sure how many Jummahs we're going to have, what's going to happen. But we have to continuously remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in charge. All the time, get back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a story that comes. Again, I will mention quite a few stories in today's talk because, alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate in the masjid. Ulama address us every week and benefit quite tremendously from their discourses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability of appreciating and valuing their advices. So I'm not going to give like a bayan today. I'm just going to narrate a few stories. These stories may not be necessarily true, but they hold very important lessons. And perhaps when we go home later today, tomorrow, in a weekend, maybe we can say the stories to our families and our children and reflect on the morals. The important thing is the lessons behind these few stories or these anecdotes, you want to say, that I will be relating in today's short time that we have. So there's a story of this person who was sitting and is observing the cocoon. The cocoon is where it's also used for silk, but the butterfly forms inside the cocoon. So he's sitting and he's observing this cocoon. And he sees that there's this like a sort of a worm that's inside this cocoon and it's trying to force its way out through this very, very tiny and small passage or a hole that's there. So he's sitting, he's observing, and he thought to himself, you know what, this, after so much of struggle, looks like this insect is having difficulties and hardship to come out from the small tiny hole. Let me go and help this particular creature. So he goes to his house, he takes a pair of scissors, and he comes and he cuts that cocoon. He opens up the hole and opens up the opening for that insect to come out, which is a butterfly. When that insect comes out, normally we know a butterfly, beautiful wings, and supposed to be flying. But he notices that this insect is still struggling. It's still like walking around here and there. He's finding it difficult and moving. Little did he realize that the difficulty that that insect was enduring, was going through in coming out through that small hole was to help it, was Allah's way of forcing the fluid. Some system it has, or some Allah has designed it such that it flows, when it pushes itself through this hole, so the fluid that then goes through, it penetrates and goes into its wings. So when it comes out, then the wings are fully formed and is able to fly. So the difficulty that it goes through was to help it to fly and to become a better creation and to go out in the world and enjoy itself. Now this person in his kind of well-wishing, he didn't realize and understand that that hardship that the insect was going through was for its own benefit. He in his haste went and he wanted to cut the thing and help it, but he caused more harm, and that insect now for the rest of its life was going to suffer and never be able to fly. In a very similar way, every day we may be going through certain types of, you know, turbulence, difficulties and challenges. But it's very important to remind ourselves all the time, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in certain situations and certain times. It's a sacrifice, a difficulty we're going through. But inshallah, if we endure that, we keep reminding ourselves, it is from Allah. Allah is putting me in this situation as a test. Inshallah, I'll get through this. And I will get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, able to fly, more importantly, in this world as well. But inshallah, in akhirah, Allah is making me that I can fly in the different abodes of Jannah. Then inshallah, when we're going through a difficulty, we won't become hasty. We won't become, spontaneous. Sometimes we want to react. Some halat will come upon us, whether it's financial situation, whether it's your physical condition, sickness. Every person has their own conditions or difficulties that you may be facing. But let us remember now this first story I'm talking about is the butterfly and the cocoon that it goes through was for its own reformation, its own rectification, and for its own benefit in the long term. In a very similar way, whatever we go through is for our own benefit and reformation. So this difficulty is actually there to make us stronger individuals, for us to become more stronger as far as our iman is concerned, as far as getting connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So conditions are from Allah. He puts the situation, whether it's good conditions, difficult conditions, sickness, health, whatever, all comes from Allah. He is putting us there. He is in charge. Remind ourselves all the time. He is the one that knows why he's putting us there. Let us get all the time back connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah make our journey onwards a much more enjoyable one and more blissful and beautiful one, inshallah. Also at this point, I want to remind ourselves that many people nowadays are going through difficulties and hardships, and we should understand that we are not here to judge people. We are here to assist and see how we can go out of our way to help people in different ways. Now, we are living in such difficult times, strange times, and with the social media, it doesn't make our task any much more easier. We become armchair critics, and we want to disforward all messages that come, find faults with people, without understanding what is going on in individuals' lives and people's lives. There's a story that comes of this young boy. This young boy, he wanted a small puppy. He wanted a small pet. So he collected money, collected money, collected money. And he didn't have enough. But he goes to the pet shop. And when he comes to the pet shop, he says to the pet shop owner that I want a small pet. I want this puppy or whatever it was. So the pet shop owner brings all these puppies that he has, comes running towards the front, towards this young boy who wanted this animal, this pet. And all of them come running. And at the back of this pack of animals, there was one animal that was struggling along. One small puppy that was dragging his feet. Perhaps it was injured, or it was some type of deformation. Something was not formed correctly in its legs. It was struggling along and it came. So the boy said, I want that one. The one that's struggling along. So the owner says, there's so many small, beautiful, well, healthy animals that are able to jump and skip and do whatever you want with it, play with it, enjoy yourself with it. Why you want that one? That one is going to be very difficult for you to take care of. You won't be able to look after it. He says, insisted, there's the money. I don't have enough. Take this money. As I collect every month, I'm going to come and pay you for that animal. So he insists. He says, no man, that one you won't be able to. It's going to give you a hard time, difficulties, hardships going to come your way looking after this animal. Rather than an animal, you want to have it for enjoyment and leisure and playing with it and having a nice time. Then the little boy said, well, I understand the predicament and the situation that that animal is in. Because when he lifts up his own pants and he shows the owner, see, look at my leg. And he also was a person that was disabled. Maybe he had prosthetics or some type of leg that was deformed. And he says, I understand the situation that that particular animal is going to go through life where people will ridicule, mock, not understand what is going on in the life of that particular animal. And therefore, I want to embrace that animal. I will make it my animal because I understand I'm in the same situation. And they will give this animal a more enjoyable time and I will take good care of it. So very, very crucial and important. People are going through difficulties and situations in lives. Allah has not sent us to judge people and to find faults with people and criticize people. Let us embrace situations. Many people need help. As I mentioned in the ayah of the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Wallahu fi awni al-abdi ma kana al-abdu fi awni akhihi. Allah's help will continuously shower upon you. As long as you're helping somebody, going out of you, no matter what difficulties that person is going through, put yourself in that person's shoes and understand the difficulties they are going through before we become critics and criticize people or find faults with people or make any comments for that matter. And when we put ourselves in somebody's shoes, then it will give us a very different perspective. And inshallah, it will change how our approach is to others as well. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So second point, my talk today is sort of linking with how our relationships with others and how we should try and make it a point of going out of our way to assist others, understanding their situations and not becoming people who just find faults. We should also try and see how we can look for opportunities. Look out for opportunities to serve and help others. Look for an excuse. Again, the same thing. Finding faults, making a problem, everybody is there, is ready. But to find a solution and to help, very few people are there. So the third story, there was this king. And he wanted to test, and he wanted to see how he can, you know, check the quality of the people that he has amongst him. So he took a rock, a boulder or a rock, and he put it in the middle of the road. And he said, I'll sit one side and I will observe what is going to happen. So first comes the wealthy, some of his ministers. They came there and they saw this rock in the middle of the road, and immediately they started swearing. The government is like this, the minister is like this, the transport people like this, somebody is not doing their job. Left, right, and swearing, everybody left, right, and center. They went round the boulder and carried on with their journey. Next, the rich class came, different people came, and they all started saying different things. And they all went around the boulder and carried on. Then eventually there was this poor peasant class person who was coming on the same road. He sees this boulder. He jumps off whatever conveyance he was on, and he goes and he pushes, and he tries to push this boulder out of the road. He's trying, and the king now is observing from behind there. Nobody could see that he was watching. And this tries. And after much effort and very great difficulty, he managed to push the boulder out of the way. And then he finds a note that a very, very, very big reward for the person that removes the obstacle from the road. And the king then appears and he tells him and explains to him the whole story, extremely happy with this person's actions. Very, very similarly. There's a story, I'm saying it, as I said, it's a moral behind it. Very crucial. Very important. In life we will find faults with everything. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Imatatul adha anit tariq." Removing the obstacle from the road is a means of sadaqah. But we are very quick in finding faults with everything, making everything a problem. But finding a solution and looking for an alternative, trying to help the cause, very few of us are there. That is why when we will go out of our way to try and assist and help people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a special reward. That is why He praises the quality of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum. What He says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. The Sahaba Ikram, they themselves were in need. They were hungry themselves. We know the story. We hear it all the time. But it's for us to implement this. Implement it. We ourselves in need. Now many of us, we're not in need ourselves. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us. We are fortunate. We are healthy. We are wealthy. Everything is doing well. But why are we going out of our way to find faults and to criticize and to find problems with everything that exists on the surface of this earth? Nothing, some people, nothing will ever please any individual. We have become so pessimistic, we can say, or we have become so impure in our sight that nothing will ever make an individual happy. Go out of our way. In fact, we should try and find it. There's 99 reasons to find fault with an individual, to find a problem with some situation. We should try and look at that one that is good. We should try and look at that one fault. A person is wearing an extremely beautiful white cloth with a black spot. We will ignore all the whiteness and say that cloth is very dirty. Look at the white, the black dot that's there. That's how we have become. Finding a problem and an issue with every single thing. So the lesson of this particular encouragement to others. Understand what is going on. Look for opportunities. This person, look for an opportunity of serving. He got rewarded by the king. When we will look out for opportunities and excuses to help the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extremely happy with us. And the more we go to help the creation, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. The more we go out of helping any creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even is the animals, yarhamukum man fis sama, directly we're getting the mercy and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should always remember that we will get back what we give. We will get back whatever we give. That brings me to another incident that comes of where there was this person who used to supply. The time is running out and we will go quickly through it. He used to supply butter to the baker. 1 pound of butter, or let's for our purpose say 1 kilo of butter he used to supply to the baker. And that was his every day supplying 1 kilo, 1 kilo, 1 kilo. After some time the baker said, let me go and weigh this thing. He took it for granted. And when he weighed the butter, he was surprised. Hey, this thing is under 1 kilo, 900 grams. You say, okay, maybe one day there's a problem, 2 days, 3 days, every day. You say, this thing is coming short every day, 900 grams. And if that thing is compounding every day, it becomes a lot. Every day I'm losing 100 grams. It's lost to my business and I think paying for more. So he goes and he lays a charge. And he goes and charges the supplier, the dairy. They are short-changing, giving me less. So when they appear in court, the judge asks the person who's supplying the butter, have you been supplying short? Why have you been giving all this time? Short, we have supposed to give him 1 kilo, we're giving him 900 grams. So the dairy person, the supplier of the butter, also looks surprised. He says, how can it be? So he explains himself. He says, see, the way I am measuring is every day I get from him, from the baker, he gives me 1 kilo of bread. I take that bread that he gives me and I place it on one side of the scale. You know, in the olden day, I don't know if you still get it, but you pay, put the weights on one side and then whatever you need to measure, you put the other side. So the bread he gives me is 1 kilo. I take the 1 kilo, I put it there on the one side and I put on the other side whatever butter he gives me. So whatever he gives me, that's what I'm giving back. That means he was actually giving me less. That's why he's getting less. What goes around comes around. What goes around comes around. And the way we will treat people, the way we will look after people and appreciate and value people, that's what we will get back in return, if not in this world, most certainly from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the moral of this particular incident is very, very important one as well. Please, let us go out of our way to ensure that we fulfill the rights of people to the best of our ability, even if it means doing more than what we're supposed to do. We are looking for ways of shortchanging, cutting people's rights, denying them what is due to them, and therefore we're finding that type of reaction from mankind. We're having difficulties, and more worse is that is why we're having these difficulties. Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. Whatever we see around us in the world, we have to take lots of time blame ourselves. Besides blaming everybody else, blame ourselves. Think, it may be some sin I'm doing. Maybe something wrong in my business. Something I may be doing that is bringing these conditions down upon our community and upon our families and this world. And we think in this way, then inshallah conditions will change. What goes around, comes around inshallah. And I'll just conclude, as I said, time has elapsed. But we have to have that belief and this conviction. Whatever I said today, many of us may be doubting because our belief is not strong. Faith, strong faith on whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us. So to round up, there's another story that comes. I mentioned lots of stories today, very important morals. But there was this elephant, massive elephant, and was tied up. Somebody had it tied up with a thin piece of rope. It wasn't so thick. In other words, the elephant just had one small kick and is freed. So somebody came, the tourist came there and is surprised. He's looking at this massive elephant and somebody had it tied up, the owner or the trainer, with a small piece of rope. He said, how is that possible? That thing would have escaped. Now we could, by any time it's coming, we know how we tie that animal and what we have to do. Yeah, you got this massive 1 ton or whatever, how huge these elephants are, tied up with a small piece of rope. So he says, no, you know, when the elephants are growing small, when the elephant is a baby, the same rope is used to tie it. Now, I don't have to change anything. As it grows up, when it was small, it couldn't escape. That rope was strong enough. It couldn't escape. Now, as the elephant grows and becomes a big thing, it's still used to the idea. It still has the belief that the same rope what was tying, I couldn't escape. It doesn't even want to bother trying now because it has a belief that that same rope, I won't be able to escape and to break loose from it. So the elephant has that conviction on whatever he's tying it, we're still going to do the same job. In a very similar way, in life also we have to have belief. We have to have full conviction on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't doubt. We shouldn't doubt any of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us, we have to have 100% in full conviction on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, we have to spend lots of time with people. I know, alhamdulillah, we are giving lots of our physical, maybe we're helping people financially, our own children, our family, parents. We have to spend physical time. Go to people, they want our love, they want our affection, they want our time. Like this child who goes to the father and says to the father, how much do you earn? How much do you earn? Child's father says, I earn $100. The father was upset. Why are you asking me how much I earn? That's not your business. Mind your own business. The child gets upset, goes to the room. But the father cools down, goes to the child. Why do you want to know what do I earn? He says, because I've been collecting so much all this time and I haven't got enough now. But can you please take this 50% I have now? I'll pay you the balance slowly. I want some of your time. I know you gave me everything else, but I need some of your love. I need some of your time. And that's what we need to show our people, especially in this time and age. We have to show them our love, our affection, phoning them, physically speaking to them, because we are living in an environment where everything is social distance. Now, you can't talk to somebody, you can't even give them your affection and your time. Yes, take your precautions. But we have become so distant from one another that now even close family members have become like strangers. You don't know, you know, you're like you're scared. You became petrified and terrified of even something phoning. Maybe you'll think something will come through the phone and get you. So we have to maintain that contact and that bondage besides physically, whatever, maybe giving some money, some food. But the physical time and making that connection with the human beings is very, very crucial. Whether it's your children, whether it's your parents, whether it's your neighbors and family and friends, let us not lose that very important aspect in based on what we're seeing around us, is maintaining that contact and that muhabbat amongst the families and the communities and the ummah at large. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability and tawfiq in practicing whatever has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.